Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Hope you're doing well. Always good to be back with you guys, whether you're watching us live here today. Wednesday. It's Wednesday, my dudes, and it's August 12th, 2020. Good to have you all with us. Maybe you're joining us later on in the archives, BitChute, RedEyes.tv, RedEyesMembers.com. Special shout out, as always, to our members, of course. Or maybe Library, VK, number of places. Trying to get some stuff up on BrandNewTube.com as well. We have a channel there. Proven to be a little bit more difficult with the longer files. The shorter files, not a problem. They do have live streaming too, by the way. I guess I should try to expand to that. But yeah, anyway, good to have you all with us. Always wonderful to have you here. Lots to go through today. A lot of stories, a lot of news. I do apologize for being a couple of minutes late here. One of those days, once again, very busy right up until the start of the show here. But yeah, we're good. We're here. A few minutes late, but it's going to be worth it, I think. All right, boys and girls. So, any formalities? I guess the usual stuff. I guess we can show some of the super chat methods, which we have enabled here today. Entropystream.live/RedEyesTV. That's a great way. I'll have that window here pulled up and keep an eye on that in case you want to join in. And also, of course, DLive.tv/RedEyesTV. We can accept lemons and ice creams and ninjaginis and ninjets and all that kind of stuff over there. Diamonds, of course. Thank you so much for the support. So that's what we're looking at. All right. So why don't we just dive into some of this here, guys? Because I wanted to cover Kamala. I mean, we haven't talked about that so far, and I thought we should we could begin with a pretty interesting article out of the BBC here. I gotta say, very surprising that Biden picked Kamala Harris, because there's plenty. To complain about, plenty of dirt to wheel out regarding this vice president pick here, of course. And we'll look at some of it here in a little bit. You know, as usual, these are the fighters of the people and stuff like that. These are multimillionaires and all the usual bullshit with these people, right? But even the way, you know, she busted like weed smokers and stuff like that. She lied about, you know, being a hip, cool you know, lady who also listened to rap and smoked weed and stuff like that. And then it turned out she listed some, I guess, artists or tracks and stuff like that that wasn't even out by the time when she had said that she did these things. And she's just a big fat liar. This is the political class we're talking about. Always assume they be lying, right? So no difference here. However, a lot of articles today just pouring over this woman, how wonderful she is and fantastic and amazing and stuff like that. And I came across this story here. Out of the BBC, the UK, which of course is very hardline, you know, on the political correctness issues, and very, you know, very careful about the transgressions that you can and can't make and stuff like that, rigid and very narrow in its opinion and stuff like that. But here's the headline for it. Biden's VP pick, why Kamala Harris embraces her biracial roots. So all of a sudden, I guess race does matter, right? We go back and forth on this all the time. It's irrelevant. You shouldn't notice these things. But when you can celebrate it, and when you're allowed to, you can't do that as a white person. We know that. But if you have biracial roots or non-European roots, then you can celebrate. Then it's perfectly fine. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing here, but they go through her kind of her history, her upbringing, and her background and parents and stuff like that. Let me just read a little bit here. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, chosen by Joe Biden as his Democratic vice presidential candidate, is known as a prominent black politician, but she has also embraced her Indian roots. Now, she has Tamil. Do you guys remember the Tamil Tigers, right? It was one of these liberation groups. It was Sri Lanka, I believe, right? It was Indians versus the Tamils. Very sensitive issue, also, the history on this. And so she's kind of been, I guess, put in the wrong box as just being a black politician or whatever. When she has this kind of Tamil heritage in her background. My name is pronounced Kamala, like the punctuation mark. Kamala Harris writes in her 2018 autobiography, The Truth We Hold, The Truths We Hold, which is funny because she's an exceptional liar, like they all are. Although it bears to mention, she definitely has more Indian DNA than Elizabeth Warren does, right? We shouldn't throw this out here, right? The California senator, daughter of an Indian-born mother and Jamaican-born father. So I assume the Jamaican-born father was African originally, or African heritage, and then Indian-born mother. But I know that was a specific branch, which is the Tamils, right? So So her name is Lotus Flower, which is a symbol of significance in Indian. I love how they dig into this, and this is pardon me with the mic bouncing here. It's wonderful how they really dig their claws deep into this with the heritage and the names and the meanings and all these, you know, cultural nuances and things like that. Just imagine that there was an article like this, let's say, well, I mean, reasonably about, let's say, Trump's wife Melania's heritage, right? Because she's close enough still to be European, so, you know, so it's not kind of, you know, from their point of view, generic white as you know, American in that sense. But it is still, she still has roots in that. Imagine them pouring over her like this, and like the nuances of her Eastern European heritage, and you know what her names means and stuff like that. You would never see that, right? Early in life, young Kamala and her sister Maya grew up in a house filled with music by Black American artists. Her mother would sing along to Aretha Franklin's early gospel, and her jazz-loving father, who taught economics at Stanford University, would play Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane on the turntable. Shamayalaya Gopalan, and Donald Harris separated when Mrs. Harris was 5, raised primarily by her Hindu single mother, a cancer researcher and civil rights activist. So a fatherless household, imagine that. Kamala, Maya, and Shamayala were known as I don't know why I have such a difficult pronouncing that. Shamala and the girls. Her mother made sure her two daughters were aware of their background. Of course they did, right? My mother understood very well she was raising two Black daughters. She knew that her adopted homeland would use Maya and me as a Black girls, and she was determined to make sure she would grow into confident Black women, she wrote. Harris has grew up embracing her Indian culture, but living a proudly African-American life, wrote the Washington Post last year. When she ran for Senate seat in 2015, The Economist magazine described her as the, quote, daughter of an Indian cancer researcher and Jamaican economics professor. She is the first woman, first African-American, and first Asian attorney general in California. The 55-year-old senator says she has not grappled with her identity and simply describes herself as an American. Sure, of course. She's totally not running on her biracial identity, right? But this is funny, right? Because it's like so hypocritical. All of a sudden, you could celebrate all these things, and this is wonderful, and look at all these nuances. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't have anything against it. But you noticed how selective it is, right? And it's certain other groups that are, they're not allowed to talk about it. Imagine a white politician like this, being sold like this. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So it's going to look how she made her millions. Kind of an interesting clip here from CNBC, because of course she is a multimillionaire, wealthy as they all are. Let me back up here, guys, and take a couple of these DLive Super Chats real quick before we move into that segment here. Right Wing Tomato, thank you for that, with a diamond, says, let's make Hollywood suck slightly less. I think it's good that Hollywood sucks. I get your point, but frankly, I think it's good that Hollywood is just dragged through the mud. We need something new. That's my take on that. But thank you. I do share your sentiments and pain regarding the awfulness of Hollywood, though. Right Wing Tomato, thank you for that. Homeland with a diamond, no message. Thank you. Save Our Nation with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Says, we can't let Canon Hinant's name be forgotten, like many other white casualties to Black violence. Was this a young boy? See, I didn't look into the details of this yet. I just assume that it is. And I totally agree, and we're going to do something on that too. First today, I was thinking like, I got to cover that. I remember that. Let me just confirm. Yep, that's the young boy. So the man has been arrested. Some of the latest updates on that. Shot a 5-year-old boy at point blank. This is in North Carolina. He was bicycling into his lawn. Young white kid, and he was shot by a Black man right in the head, executed, basically. And as always, imagine the roles being reversed. Crazy. Now, if I can find a good story, I might bring that up right at the end so we can cover that too. But I agree. Thank you, Save Our Nation. Very important case. Incredible. Not much mainstream media coverage on this, I would assume, predictably. Thank you for that. Uraka Despairin, I think the username is, with a diamond. She ain't Black. Well, that's it, right? She is not. And I mean, Obama passes for Black as well, but he has a white mother, right? I mean, it's just whatever they want it to be at a specific time, you know, to benefit from it, basically. Signed Wolf with a Ninja Guinea as well. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Says Kanye looking like the most sensible candidate now. Yeah, I guess so. Now I heard that that's about siphoning off votes, right? From excuse me, from Biden, right? In certain states, that's why he's gotten help from the GOP. There's certain attorneys and stuff like that that has gone in and actually make sure that was it Milwaukee? I think it was Milwaukee and a. Maybe one of the early primary states, New Hampshire or something, maybe, that they've gotten them in to maybe try to siphon off votes away from Biden, which, of course, is completely legal to do that, right? What I'm saying is that they're expecting that most black Americans will vote for someone like Kanye above someone like Joe Biden, for example, right? Now, we don't know if that's true, but with all the mail-in voting bullshit that these operations that they're running, it's completely understandable that the Republicans would do something like that to try to kind of like, you know, offset the potential cheating and stuff like that that would come out of the mail voting fraud issue, right? Yeah, thank you for that, Sign Wolf. Appreciate it. Good to see you, man. Decoder with a diamond says Kamala ancestors were slave owners. That's right. I remember posting something about that. We should find that. It was like a direct line to. Good that you reminded me. I remember the story. What was that from? Let's see here. Kamala Harris, slave owner, biracial heritage. Forbes. See, they're covering that. They're covering that on the search results. Let's see here. Or ancestor. Let me try that. Ancestor of slave owner. Let's see here. I know there was a story very, very well. I guess here's the. I wanted to squeeze this in real quick here. Should Kamala Harris pay reparations? Spectator, USA. Is this news? Is this recent? Can we get a date on this here? August 10th. Yeah, it's new. Consider the case of Kamala Harris. Should her Indian mother pay reparations to her Jamaican father for his partial ancestry of slaves? Should she foot half the bill, or should her father, whose ancestors also owned slaves, be taxed based on his degree of descent from slave owners? Or should he, born a Jamaican, pay reparations to Native Americans, or take his reparations suit to the Spanish and British governments, as Jamaicans was never American territory? Interesting philosophical questions here. To determine my debt to Kamala Harris, will we first calculate her slave-owning ancestry and then subtract her enslaved ancestry? Should my assessment be based on the year when my ancestors arrived? None of my ancestors lived in America in 1861. Neither did her ancestors. Should I be asked to recompensate Kamala Harris, the daughter of a recent immigrant? Interesting questions. But yes, so she was, that did come out. Good. Glad you reminded me about that. She was an ancestor to slave owners. Pretty good stuff. Conrad Curse with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much, sir. Don't know if you saw this. There's a link there. Let me check that out real quick. Maybe it's something we can pull up later if it's a bit lengthier. Yeah, okay. That's the same. The boy that was shot. Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll make sure to cover that right at the end, okay? Thank you for that, Conrad. I appreciate it. I definitely want to read through some of that too. I did see it in passing, but didn't look into all the details yet. Thank you so much for that. RoboThink with the diamond says, have you seen Vikingarna? I guess you want to spell there, Vikingarna, aka Norsemen in the US. Are you referring to like some band or something, or is this that you're talking about the actual historical stuff of the fact that they went to America back in the year thousand or so? Is that what you're talking about? Or is this it's a new TV show. I'll look at that. Ah, 2016. I have not seen that. I thought that the Vikings show was... I actually liked the first season, but I thought that the follow was just so bad that I just had to turn it off. This I haven't seen. Norsemen. Viking. And I guess it's maybe Norwegian. Norwegian, it looks like. Thank you. I got to check that out. Thank you, Robothing. I have not seen that. It looks interesting. Maybe we can play a trailer right at the end. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Conrad Kurz again with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, sir. Says, can we get a F in chat for family of slain toddler? Anyone who would do that has no soul. Yeah, please, guys, get an F in chat for our little boy, 5-year-old boy, shot in the head because he accidentally rode into man's yard. His name was Cannon Hinnant. Is that an Irish name, Hinnant? Yeah, F in chat. Incredible. Incredible. You know that this would be worldwide news if the roles were reversed. Absolutely horrific. Shroon with the diamond. Yep, gives an F. Thank you, Shroon. I appreciate that. Thank you to Mr. Noseberg as well for gifting one month subscriptions. Shouting Utah. WTFMV got one. Hertz Truth Seeker got one. Dark Odin 9 got one. And Lady 5G got one as well. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Really appreciate that. Very kind of you. All right, so let's dive into this video right here regarding how Kamala Harris got her millions. Check this out.
Democrats running for president have no shortage of cash. Senator Kamala Harris and her husband top just about all of them. The senator from California and her husband, lawyer Douglas Emhoff, reported about $1.9 million in adjusted gross income last year. Their income more than doubles the next highest earning candidate in the 2020 primary field.
Yep.
So, how did they come by their cash? Harris wasn't always this rich. She made six-figure salaries during her years as Attorney General, first for San Francisco and then the state of California. Then, her household income skyrocketed in 2014 when she married Emhoff and they first filed their taxes jointly. They reported $1.2 million in adjusted gross income that year. The couple has stacked up wealth along the way. Harris listed assets worth between $2.5 million and $5.8 million on a 2018 Senate financial disclosure form. They also had between $2.8 million and $3.6 million in liabilities. That's tied up in mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and a commercial loan. And Emhoff rakes in millions as an intellectual property lawyer in California. He made a whopping $1.5 million last year
alone.
More cash is starting to flow into Harris's pocket, too. She reported about $157,000 in earnings from the Senate last year. That's a hike from what she made as California Attorney General in 2016. But that's not where she makes her big bucks. Harris reported about $320,000 in net income from her memoir, The Truths We Hold.
She made that much money on that. That's incredible. Yeah, I saw a chat here. Biden and Kamala is going on stage here, too. I have a live stream taking one of the screens here when they come on. I guess we could tune into that a little bit, see what they have to say, eh? But let's keep this video going until then.
Just in January 2019, as Harris geared up for her presidential campaign. Since she won her Senate seat in 2016, Harris has been seen as a strong presidential candidate, but she struggled for a breakthrough into the top tier of the Democratic field. That was until the first 2020 presidential debate, where she confronted former Vice President Biden about his record on race.
But I also believe, and it's personal,
this would be so great to see, like, you know, Trump getting on this and actually have a debate with Biden and stuff like that. But I don't know. They're probably not going to let it happen, to be honest. I mean, Biden is losing his mind. It's kind of why I have the Kamala 2020 in the lower third here, because there's a real strong possibility that Biden will be taken out of circulation. Or just die, or like COVID, or, you know, whatever. Like, they're blaming on something like that. And she becomes the president if he wins. Of course, that's a prerequisite for that. But you see my logic here, and that she actually gets in and becomes the next president. I don't think it's completely out of bounds.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day.
And do you guys remember how much they fought during the Democratic debates, these two? And the fact that they, you know, he picked her for that. It's just, I don't know, it's very interesting. There's got to be a lot of tension there, to be honest.
That little girl was me.
Harris isn't the only Democrat at the front of the pack making big money. Senator Elizabeth Warren and her husband Bruce Mann made nearly $850,000 in 2018. Senator Bernie Sanders and his wife Jane made $560,000 in 2018.
Candidates of the working class, right? Here we go. Holy shit.
$1 million in 2016 and 2017 each. Biden hasn't unveiled his tax returns yet, but he reportedly made millions after leaving the White House in 2017. Still, Harris and Emhoff's 2018 haul is easily the highest of all the candidates who have released their taxes. That could put Harris in an awkward spot as she vies to take on President Donald Trump.
There's a lot of talk in this primary about new government benefits, such as student loan cancellation, free college, health care, and more. Do you think that Democrats have a responsibility to explain how they will pay for every proposal they make along those lines?
Well, let me tell you something. I hear that question, but where was that question when the Republicans and Donald Trump passed a tax bill that benefits the top 1% and the biggest corporations in this country?
When we reached out to
these millionaires, it's incredible that they've managed to push this shit. I mean, sure, technically, they might not be part of the actual 1%, but they're up there, frankly. I mean, they're what, the top 3%, whatever? It's incredible, these liars.
Harris campaign. A spokesman said she is committed to lifting up average Americans. He said her agenda is meant to address their needs and improve their lives. Harris opposed the 2017 GOP tax law, which cut rates for most Americans.
Sorry to break you in. Yeah, I said that they just did the press conference. I went back a little bit in the live stream here. So that happens a little bit a while ago. It looks like it's somewhat longer, like 20 minutes. We won't have time to look at all of it. If there's any good portions, if anybody has anything, I guess send a link with the timestamp and see if we can play that. Maybe when he just introduces her or something, we'll play that part after this clip here.
Americans, but slashed taxes on the wealthiest. She wants to reverse those cuts and give up to $6,000 a year in tax credits to working and middle-class Americans instead. She also marched with striking McDonald's workers in Las Vegas, who pushed for higher wages and changes to harassment policy. But the fact remains, Harris is still technically a millionaire. And we'll see if that affects her image as a champion for the working class as the 2020 yeah. election season unfolds.
Sure it will. All right, so that's that from CNBC right there. Incredible stuff, right? These are the working man and women candidates, right? They're being wheeled out. Talking about that privilege, white privilege, you know, all the usual bullshit here. Someone said no energy. I guess maybe the press conference wasn't that great. Shall we listen just a little bit when he just introduces her or something like that? Let's just check it out a little bit here.
In business safely, we can do this. We just need a president and a vice president willing to lead and take responsibility. Not as this president says, it's not my fault. The governor should thank me more. As an old saying goes, give me a break. We have an economic crisis. With more than 16 million Americans, 16 million,
let's get four
still
of
out of work.
Well, that's your guys' fault.
Donald always tell me the truth, which he will. Challenge my assumptions if she disagrees. Ask the hard questions. Because that's the way we make the best decisions for the American people. I got a chance to spend some time at my home today with Kamala and Doug. And I want to thank them. I thank them then, but thank them publicly for agreeing to join and take this journey with Jill and me. Doug, you're going to have to learn what it means to be a barrier breaker yourself in this job you're about to take on. America's first, second gentleman. And although they're not with us here today, I want to thank Ellen Cole as well. I had a chance to speak to Doug's mom and dad and Ellen Cole. And we're going to get our kids together to let them know what's coming.
Yeah, watch out, kids. You got to let them know what's coming. Holy smokes. Good optics, Joe.
My grandchildren are about the age of their children. I got to speak to them.
Get the kids together.
My campaign has always been a family affair, every campaign I've run. So I've got some news for you. You're all honorary Bidens.
Honorary Bidens.
Here's the best part. Kamala, you've been an honorary Biden for quite some time. You know, I came first to know.
Imagine how fake this is after everything they went through in the debates and shit. They were at each other all the time. God, it's so fake.
Kamala Incredible. Was. Through our son, Beau Biden. They were friends. They served as attorneys general at the same time.
Is he going to... are they going to win?
The same big
chat. Let's do a poll here. Trump, to put a T in chat for Trump, and a J in chat for Joe. Joe Biden. Is Joe going to win? Who's for Joe? Is Joe going to get in? And irrespective of mail-in fraud issues or whatever, like who's going to be the next president? Trump or Joe? Let's see what we have. Majority T, not a single J in there. Yeah, T. All tons of T's. Yeah. I just think they'll do something. I mean, they'll burn everything to the ground if they have to get this guy in. And then he's going to die of like COVID or something, and then Kamala is going to be the president. A lot of T's in there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's very hard to tell. Very hard to tell.
Interesting. They took on the same big fights together. Kamala in California, Bo here in Delaware. Big fights.
No, I mean, I get that,
Chad.
Helped
change the entire country.
Whoever wins, we lose. That's how this goes. But just as a formality, like what you guys think. Trump, that's interesting.
I know how much Bo respected Kamala and her work. And that mattered a lot to me, to be honest with you, as I made this decision.
All right, get her up on stage now.
So now,
boring.
Joe. We need to get to work. Pulling this nation out of these crises we find ourselves in. Getting our economy back.
While they're the ones who literally have like held down the nation to make sure that it turned into a crisis. More so than it had to be, right?
Back uniting
Incredible.
This nation. And yes, winning the battle for the soul of America.
Cactus Fungus says, I always wanted to vote for Biden just to trigger my boomer mom. It's funny.
My fellow Americans, now let me introduce to you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala?
Kamala.
The floor is yours.
No, Kamala. Kamala. Camel toe. Ooh. There's no... I'm sorry. There's... it's that issue again. It's like an NHL game without an audience. It's just... What? Did they score? It's like... No applause. No, is it no
for
one
the
in
first
there?
First time. You're next.
I mean, he's been hiding in the basement for, 3 months? This is the first time they're doing something like... He's doing something like this in front of the cameras, but there's no one there. There's no one there. It's just the press.
Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala, floor is yours.
Oh, that's not good. And you can even hear her breathing when stepping up to the mic. Ouch.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
As I said, Joe, when you called me, I am incredibly honored by this responsibility, and I'm ready to get to work. I am ready to get to work. After the most competitive primary in history.
What's with that chair? Was it Joe that requested the chair so they can go and sit? Is that what that is?
I am incredibly honored by this responsibility, and I'm ready to get to work.
And facing...
I'm ready to get to work.
I wouldn't After do... The I, most if I was running it, I wouldn't do that. I would not do that chair facing...
received a resounding message that Joe was the person to lead us forward. And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me, whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today.
What about the potheads you incarcerated, Kamala? You gonna address that or not? All right, we're not gonna look at the rest here. It's too boring, to be honest, frankly. Let me do a couple of these super chats real quick here. Conrad Curse with a diamond says F. Thank you, Conrad. Homeland also with a diamond F, of course. For our five-year-old Canon Hinant, F in chat. Thank you so much. White Rabbit Radio, I see hosting. Thank you, Tim. Check out White Rabbit Radio here on DLive.tv. Good to see you, Tim. Knob with the diamond says, isn't her husband a you-know-who? I don't know. We'll have to look into that. I don't know much about her husband, actually, but he's a millionaire, right? He brought the primary dough, I guess, into the relationship, as we saw in the video. Thank you, VPFM. It's hosting right now. Thank you, VPFM. Juha, very good to see you. Junus, good to see you guys. Hope you're doing well. Make sure you check out dlive.tv/ VPFM, they shorten it, probably because I butchered it every time. I hope not. Just joking. the Finnish name. They do good coverage here. Tina as well, of course, together there with Junos. Check them out. Thank you for that. Homeland with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says, how crazy is Kamala presidency going to get? Full cyberpunk dystopia. Yeah, but it could go pretty fast, actually. To be honest, thank you for that. I don't have much faith in this, to be honest. This could go very, very quickly downhill. Jay Barrick with a diamond. Sorry, a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Says, Harris is just a dollar chip in a high-stakes game. Stay strong outside the political agenda. Yep, I agree. I think you're partially correct on that, for sure. I mean, these people don't matter at the end of the day. These are the front men, the PR, the faces outwards. We know there's just a lot of string pulling behind the scenes here. Daredevil's Advocate with a diamond. No message. Thank you. History and Truth with the diamond says, happy birthday, Soros. 1 year closer to hell. Is that today, Soros' birthday? Well, shout out. S for a little spit on Dr. Soros then in chat, I guess, huh? Respawn with a diamond says, Biden oil, olfactory socialism. Olfactory socialism. Yeah, I mean, they're gonna bring it. Whatever they have to do to drag America through the mud, they'll definitely do it. Deconstruct with a diamond. Harris is utterly inauthentic. Totally agree with that. H.P. Lovecraft's cat with a diamond says, looks like the dating game from the 1970s. Yeah, they sit on chairs and waiting and looking at their potential datee to be. Anyway, this is what Trump had to say about the situation. And they bring up, the reporter for once is bringing up some of these bullshit lies that she was part of pitching and selling here. Listen to this.
Senator Harris's record, you had a pretty quick response to that. You had an ad out that said that she was a phony. And I wanted to drill down.
She was a what?
A phony. Oh. And I wanted to ask about a specific example that a lot of people thought was a phony moment. As San Francisco DA, she oversaw, according to the Mercury News, 1,900 marijuana convictions. But she was asked in an interview last year if she had smoked marijuana, and she appeared to joke and, according to some people, lie and say that she was listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac while their music hadn't come out at the time, while she said she was smoking pot, listening to it. Why would she lie about that?
That's fun. That is funny. It's a typical, oh my God, it's just so embarrassing.
Dogg and Tupac. Well, their music hadn't come out at the time. Well,
Snoop, I'm one of y'all's, you know, just, ugh.
She was smoking pot, listening to it. Why would she lie about that? Do you see that as more evidence? Is her past on marijuana a liability?
Well, she lied. I mean, she said things that were untrue. She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody's can even believe. She is against fracking. She's against petroleum products. I mean, how do you do that?
The military slashing, though, I don't. If you were to pull the military back home and watch the borders, yeah, then you can spend however much you want on it. But these foreign wars, it's the only thing the Dems have going for them. But the fact is, they don't act on it. I mean, when Obama came in, right, that end all the wars and stuff. I mean, he became the drone president, right? He killed more people by drone and illegally dropped more bombs on Afghanistan than any previous president had done. Crazy.
Go into Pennsylvania or Ohio or Oklahoma or the great state of Texas. He's against fracking. Fracking's a big deal. She's in favor of socializing.
A lot I can say about that, but I will refrain.
Medicine, where you're going to lose your doctors, you're going to lose your plan. She wants to take your health care plans away from 180 million Americans. 180 million Americans that are very happy with their health insurance, and she wants to take that away.
That's not fixed, Trump, by any means. That needs to be cleaned up significantly still.
So she was my number one pick.
Way too expensive.
She was, as they would say, because hopefully you'll start college football, she was my number one draft pick. And we'll see how she works out. She did very, very poorly in the primaries, as you know.
She
was expected to do well.
Yeah, no.
And she was...
It's almost like they want to lose. I hate to be too conspiratorial here, but like, isn't Kamala like the worst option possible, considering how much bullshit and like all these, you know, Black Lives Matter don't like her, all these blacks in America don't like her. She's a phony. She's lied about stuff. As a DA, she incarcerated people for like simple weed, you know, smoking and shit like that. I don't know. They do want to lose someone. Says, yeah, it's incredible. I don't know. It's very strange, very very strange. Draconian Gip of Death with a diamond says, isn't that Joe's story time chair? Yeah, I mean, it looks like it, right? He's done some very weird things, this guy. I do wish, though, just for entertainment purposes and value, I would have loved to see some good debates, to be honest, between Trump and Biden. I think that would be fun. But I guess they can't we, unless they want him to lose, that will happen. But otherwise, they'll just blame, you know, COVID on that. It's incredible. Thank you for that. Homeland with Diamond says, if Kamala gets in, I'm going in a woods. Don't blame you, man. New DeLorean with the Diamond says, rip, and sends a link. Let me copy that. Check that out, what that is, while we pull up the next story. I just wanted to, what did I say? Wrestler Kamala Harris, WWE's Ugandan giant, dies at 70. What is this? this from chat. This is from Neo DeLorean here. Wrestler James Kamala Harris. What's going on with the name here? Is this? Is there someone? Was his middle name Kamala? Whose stage name is Kamala? The hell? And this is like yesterday, 2 days ago. I don't know. I don't know nothing about wrestling. I couldn't care less. Wrestler James Kamala Harris. The WWE's Ugandan giant dies at 70. Yeah, so James Harris, who chose the stage name Kamala before his 1984 debut with World Wrestling Entertainment, enjoyed a two-decade-long career in the ring, going up against sports big star, blah, blah, blah. 6 foot, 7 inches, 350 pounds. He terrorized opponents and thrilled audiences in Mid-South World-Class Championship Wrestling. All right. He just died of old age or COVID or what is he? Rest in peace, Kamala. So is this something they had to take him out of circulation? Is that what's going on? The Democrats gotta take him out so there's no name confusion here? What interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. This is very bizarre, to be honest. But thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's very enlightening. There you go. There he is. The Ugandan giant, in case you want to check that out. Hey, I saw this while I was on BBC, too. As a quick note on this, it's funny. No big fan of QAnon. Obviously, there's a lot of problems there, whatever. But you have that group, and they're doing what they're doing, whatever. But the mainstream have been kvetching about this particular group for months now, for months on end, over a year. A lot of the usual suspects come out of the woodwork, and QAnon are crazy and all this shit. But it is interesting that they have this, not new really, but this shame tactic that it's somehow, if you have the wrong opinions, you should not be allowed to run for politics. That's basically the assessment here. Now, this is, of course, a story out of the U.S., Georgia, and the source is a U.K. company. But still, they cover plenty of U.S. You know, stories and stuff like that to insert their own kind of propaganda into it or whatever. But headline says, QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene wins Georgia Republican primaries. Really interesting. And the whole thing is basically like, this is crazy. These QAnon people are crazy. They're Trump supporters. They shouldn't be able to win. They're pushing conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff, right? It comes amid a social media crackdown on the conspiracy theory. QAnon says deep state traitors are plotting against Donald Trump. And again, think of what you want about QAnon. But the point is, this is what they're doing to write stories about people who are they're legitimate elected. They run for politics, they get in, they run on whatever the hell they want to run on, and they have to insert themselves to say, this, you should not be allowed to run for politics because you have unapproved opinions. Regardless if it's fucking wacky, like if people want to vote for it, go ahead, what's the problem, right? It's incredible. This is what you get from BBC, right? All right, let me do this, and then we'll do a couple of, going to the COVID lunacy, especially out of Australia, actually, some of the stuff that's been happening down there with that. Absolutely insanity. But I wanted to play you this. We've talked about the bug revolution, right? Eat the bugs, get in the pod. AJ Plus, wonderful outlet here for the young, hip, social media savvy audiences. This cake is made from bug butter. Researchers in Belgium say using bugs to bake is cheaper and more sustainable than dairy. Check it out. These scientists are replacing butter with larva fat. They say it's more sustainable, rating for the podcast audience here, and cheaper than dairy production. Insect fat. Researchers soak the larvae in water, blend it, oh my god, and then make the butter in a centrifuge. Holy shit. But bugs aren't replacing regular butter yet. That's very unfortunate. Researchers found that tasters were too grossed out by treats made with only bug fat. So they're still using a mix of both. Well, there you go. See, that's what we said, right? Just do 75-25, and then 50-50, and then 25-75. And then, you know, we're at 100% bug, right? Not a problem. Would you want to try it, chat? Bug larvae butter. Hope you enjoy that. A little flavor for you for our future, our collective wonderful future to come. Bug butter. Respawn with a diamond says Bush Sr. Warring red-pilled me to refuse the draft. Bush Sr. Warring. Yeah, his lunacy with, was it Kuwait and Iraq back in the 90s, right? Late 80s even. Red-pilled me to refuse the draft. Well, good on you. Glad to hear that. Crazy shit. Jay Barrick with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Says, I don't drink orange juice anymore. I don't either. Orange juice I've stayed away from for years. Grapefruit juice, though, it's actually very good for you. That I recommend. But who knows what's in it these days. All right, so let's go over to the some COVID stuff here, boys and girls. Everything is conspiracy, misinformation. It's intentional. It's not just different opinions or that you've come to different conclusion based on material which is slightly outside of the accepted mainstream and stuff like that. No, everything we get, there are not the straight and narrow path of the liars in the mainstream and the mainline elitists that are pushing all this garbage. If you don't push that, you're an intentional misinformationist, and you should be, or disinformationist, and you should be censored. Check out this here from NowDis. NowDis, another favorite outlet here. Good social media stuff. Check out this lady here. Good stuff.
The term disinformation tends to conjure up images of Twitter bot armies with thick Russian accents.
Then we steal Matris, Boris.
No time like the president, Natasha.
But the disinformation landscape in 2020 is a lot more complex.
Here's how trolls spread online lies
home
and how to fight back.
Disinformation is the much bigger problem. It starts with President Donald Trump's re-election campaign and extends into a vast network of pro-Trump super PACs, right-wing media outlets, and an organized army of keyboard warriors happy to amplify every lie, conspiracy, and misdirection online.
Because
Fauci, under UN directives.
Because when they do it, it's bad and it's wrong. You see, when they have a voice and can speak, well, I mean, most of these people don't anymore, though. They've been censored everywhere. Alex Jones has been kicked off everywhere. All these, you know, True News is not there. Red Eyes is not. There are tons of voices now that have slightly different view on some things. Gone. That's it, right? But you see, when the big bad right wingers do it, then we should shut it down. It's incredible.
Sent people with the flu and pneumonia into nursing homes in 10 states where over half the deaths happen now.
A right-wing watch study. Well, that's very... Sorry, let me go back there. that's very believable. So are you going to go black here now? Okay, let me refresh, reload here. Sorry, guys. All right, let me go back here. I wanted to read that for you. For the podcast audience here, after Alex's comment here. Yeah, so it says, a right-wing watch study shows that trolls disproportionately target, and here we go, Black, Jewish, Muslim, and Latinx communities, often with the goal of pitting these groups against each other. Yeah, because there's no anti-white agenda that's pitted against people of European descent. That just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen in the mainstream. trolls also target Trump, it continues to say here, supporters, to ensure their message gets amplified.
Trump's supporters can't merely be dismissed as bots. His online fan base is certainly over-amplified, but it's made up of actual individuals happy to spend considerable time...
How is it over-amplified? What does that even mean? Many of them are censored. Look at the QAnon stuff, right? They're again, they're referencing that right here. QAnon has been booted off of everything recently, right? Again, regardless of what you think of it, that's not the point. Like, this is free speech. You don't like it? Like, click away, shut up, ban, and block, and move on.
...supporters can't merely be dismissed as bots. His online fan base is certainly over-amplified, but it's made up of actual individuals happy to spend considerable time and resources getting pro-Trump messaging, including a lot of disinformation out into the ether.
That's right. We have to step in and do something about this. It's up to us to just ensure that these people cannot speak and cannot have a voice.
Whether they're shoring up Trump's base, directing hate at minority groups, or encouraging voter suppression of a key constituency, disinformers continually target their craft to select audiences. They dehumanize other groups as a way of stoking fear and hatred, energizing...
Let me take that again. Listen to that. That's incredible.
Disinformers continually target their craft to select audiences. They dehumanize other groups as a way of stoking fear and hatred.
Wait a minute. Who's dehumanizing groups and certain group to stoke fear and anger and hatred? Gee, I don't know. You tell me.
Energizing their own base. Black voters are heavily targeted by disinformation.
Stop Online Violence Against Women recently released a report, it says here, on digital voter suppression meant to discourage black voters from voting for Democrats or voting at all. Yeah, there's no amplification on the flip side of this where they bring in celebrities like Cardi B or whatever, talk with Bernie and make sure you vote Democrat, the Saturday Night Lives, the Jimmy Kimmels, the, what are they all called, all these shows, the Daily Show, and all, like, all of that is just a big, like, Democrat machine that's designed to get young people, minorities, or non-whites, I should say, minorities, whites are a minority in the world, to get to vote Democrat, vote far left, right? But again, as soon as there's another mechanism that slightly is doing the same thing that they do, despite being banned everywhere, these people cannot stand it. It's incredible. And then they go on to talk about like some fake accounts here. This is very strange. Listen to this. There have been, and this is a quote from this report here, Stop Online Online Violence Against Women 2020 report. The quote they say here is, there has been a consistent number of fake accounts posing as black women since 2013. I also love that they never actually, like, prove this or say, well, okay, well, what do you mean a fake account? You're saying there's not a real person behind the account, and how do you know that? How did you find that out, right? They never reference that. There's no footnotes or resources that proves that. These fake accounts who pretended to be black women... seems to be real people with real concerns. They connect with American black community online attempting to learn black vernacular and key issue areas. Once the election ramps up, they've gained enough following and trust, that's when they begin to share disinformation. Like, they're saying that it's impossible that there can be people who have a different view, right? Because otherwise they would have to prove that these accounts are fake, which they don't in the video. In August, Facebook deleted hundreds of accounts from Romania, posing as black American Trump supporters. It's like, maybe they were using a VPN. Like, this is ridiculous. It says, oh, these accounts came from Romania. Trust us. We're always going to tell you the truth. Anyway, she continues here. Check this lady out.
Common themes that pro-Trump disinformers engage in repeatedly. Voter suppression. That's content that discourages voting or spreads incorrect information about how to vote. Claims of rigging and voter fraud.
To really vote, and without fraud, you have to go and you have to vote at the polling place.
Conspiracy mongering.
That's right.
We're seeing conspiracies about the COVID-19 virus, where it originated, associating it with 5G technology, and even blaming Microsoft founder Bill Gates.
The decision to launch the pandemic was made at the World Economic Forum in Davos in January 2020.
Well, do you remember what was it called again? Jesus, I've forgotten now. The drill that they ran, right? The World Economic Forum has also wheeled out all these COVID pass things in the hindsight. It's like they all had a don't know if this is the right word, but a big finger in the pie of the COVID phenomena, right? But the drill, what was that called again? Jesus, I can't believe I'm forgetting that right now. that was run by like IMF and the World Economic Forum were doing that. It was incredible. Gates was part of the, Event 201. Thank you, Shroon. Exactly, Event 201. And that was like right in the open, right? And then literally like a couple of months later, it just went live, right?
This was attended by a cadre of international bankers, businessmen, including
that's
Bill
what
Gates,
he's talking about. It's a secondary thing, but the point is that it's like they've been run by these the World Bank, basically.
Representatives of the Rockefeller and the Rothschild families.
Can't have that get out now.
This has always been a central tenet of Trump's electoral strategy, from his very first campaign speech to ads that his re-election campaign is running right now.
You have reached the 911 police emergency.
Yeah, Trump, the white nationalist, am I right?
Emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, we're sorry, but no one is here to take your call.
Reproductive health disinformation.
Are you saying that's an unlikely scenario, or what did you include that for? Reproductive health and disinformation. I should say baby killing. And disinformation associated with baby killing. How about that?
Reproductive health disinformation. Reproductive freedom is a wedge issue in 2020, and disinformers are taking a page from the Christian right, adopting their rhetoric, including disinformation about reproductive care.
It's a very good presenter, though, guys. Am I right? I mean, she definitely has that talent for the delivery. You know, just really encapsulated. You know, it just sucks you in. Into its large orbit, am I right?
Subsidize late-term abortion and after-birth execution.
Demonizing socialism, Antifa, and leftism.
Antifa is a far-left group of radical...
That's right, that's unfair. You see, that's unfair. When we want to go and bash in the skull of people that we don't like because they've taken political opinions and we don't agree with, that's horrifying. That is absolutely unacceptable. Am I right?
Demonizing socialism, Antifa, and leftism.
Antifa is a far left group of radical anarchists, and agitators is a nice word.
To thrive, disinformation needs amplification, and lots of it. Disinformers generally have a plan not just to create disinformation, but to disseminate it using both willing amplifiers and dupes. Journalists and media outlets often become unwitting carriers of disinformation, helping viral online conspiracies, propaganda, and disinformation go mainstream. The COVID-19 pandemic has been a gift to disinformers. They have the infrastructure in place to exploit this current moment, and the fear and anxiety it produces is to their advantage.
So, yeah, they are totally not censored. Let's try to avoid that as a talking, but let's not even bring that up. They have a huge infrastructure. All these people that have slightly different opinions on COVID, they just have a massive platform. Remember how YouTube has banned these people now? Dell Bigtree was one of the recent ones that went just against, like, if you deviate from World Health Organization directives on what the truth is or not with regarding COVID, you get kicked off, right? That's how insane this is now.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been a gift to disinformers. They have the infrastructure in place to exploit this current moment, and the fear and anxiety it produces is to their advantage.
Yeah, because the official bullshit have certainly not caused any anxiety or fear or anything unnecessary. That would just be totally crazy and unreasonable to argue, right?
Stop Trump and his coalition of supporters from creating and spreading disinformation. But we can't inoculate ourselves.
Let me get. You are the one who's gonna tell us what should and shouldn't go on platforms and on the internet, right? Should we leave that up to you then? Yeah? Okay. Good.
Disinformation. But we can't inoculate ourselves by knowing who's creating the disinformation, who they're targeting, and teaching ourselves how to spot disinformation in the...
Notice too that it's like, you know, this is, I mean, completely counter to, of course, to any kind of logic or reason. Fallacy thinking, right? This is a fallacy by appeal to authority, right? She's saying, depending on who says it, it's not regarding what, well, is it true, right? Is it true? Is there studies that proves this? Can we find evidence that this is true? No, it's about if it comes according to us from the wrong source, that means it's automatically false. And that means we can automatically remove it or ban it, or at least lobby for it to be removed. It's incredible. The myopic attitudes that these people have towards, I mean, fuck free speech. I mean, that's not even an issue anymore. These people talk about it's just how do we regulate 100% of the dialogue all the time to win, to get our politicians in, to push our agenda through this through the COVID-19 farce and shit like that, right?
Who they're targeting and teaching ourselves how to spot disinformation in the news coverage and social media we consume.
All right, there you go. That's it. Now this. ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy that. So that will lead us into... Oh, shut up. That will lead us into the issue here regarding the COVID-19 bullshit. And I wanted to play a couple of things out of Australia here in a little bit, because I thought there's some crazy stuff happening in Melbourne, Victoria. Some of you might have seen some of the footage, but it's absolutely nutty. And we're going to actually do this one next, I think, though. The Russia vaccine was kind of interesting. I see a couple of posts here on DLive, or a couple of chats on DLive. Let me get to those real quick. Daniel Gretsch, I think it is. Danielle Gretsch with a diamond says, our enemies are stupid and weakened by sodomy. That's... It says, to the point. I appreciate that. Thank you. Roar with a... it's not wrong, though. Roar with a diamond says, Latinx sounds like a fetish. Is it Latinx? Latinx? Is that how you... Or Latinx? I've never... And is that the gender-neutral term for a... I thought you said Latin is wrong. I mean, Latin is a speaking language group, right? Spanish, Portuguese, Italian. Wouldn't it be better with Central American, I would assume? But yeah, anyway, Latin is a European, that's like a European language. Thank you for that. Pierce 777 with a diamond. Thank you, sir. Good to see you here. And then he sends a Ninjagini and, holy smokes, a Ninjet. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. He says, happy Wednesday, sir. Same to you. Thank you, sir, for the support. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Pierce 777. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Very, very, very kind of you. Let me do this. Let me play this. See what you guys think of this issue with the vaccine. Now, we've talked about the vaccine quite a bit when it comes to Moderna specifically, and the white paper that was released by Moderna here a couple of months ago regarding how the possibility that if they do manage to deliver it successfully to the nucleus, that it will permanently change the DNA of the person who takes the vaccine. I always thought that was kind of an interesting side note, which really hasn't been discussed. At the same time, we saw one of these anchors, I think it was NBC or CBS, I forget, that actually challenged Bill Gates recently on the many side effects that already began to issue or pop up with the testing, which was kind of interesting. But kind of out of nowhere here yesterday, Russia all of a sudden claimed that they have a vaccine. And the title here is Western Scientists Skeptical of Russian Vaccine for COVID-19. So it's funny how when they do... It's just, you can't make this shit up, right? When they do it, then, oh, nah, this can't be good. And it's also this prestige thing, right? Like that they possibly can't beat us to it. I'm not a believer in this. I think that this is completely wrong, because it's the adjuvant and the basically the Russian roulette, to use a pun here, then, is just too great. The death rate is so low that it's virtually no risk, and the risk of getting injury or possibly even death from one of these vaccines with the slew of adjuvants is a greater risk, in my opinion. If you want to take it, go ahead. I'm fine with that. I'm not going to try to convince you or whatever. I'll just ask that you look at the information that's available out there that says to the contrary, so you can make an informed decision, right? That's where I stand on the issue. And basically, that also is kind of a tell, because when they remove then the information that gives you a different view, that's a tell that they don't want you to access information which points in the different direction. And so you have to ask, why is that? Anyway, I'm babbling too long. Let's check out this ABC segment on the Russian vaccine here.
Overseas tonight, news from Russia. Vladimir Putin says they have a vaccine for COVID, that his daughter has been given the vaccine. Of course, the immediate questions among them, how safe is this vaccine? Here's our senior foreign correspondent in panel tonight.
Tonight, Russia claiming a major victory with the world's first approved coronavirus vaccine. President Vladimir Putin even saying one of his daughters has been given the inoculation, they're nicknaming Sputnik vaccine.
Its efficiency has been tested, 100% of the people developed immunity.
But many scientists in Russia and around the world say it simply hasn't been properly tested.
There we go. See now, oh, holy smoly shit, this is... It's incredible. You can't make this up. Oh, man. I wish they would do this for products that they themselves release, right? It's I mean, we know that this is a good troll also from Russia, though. Sputnik, right? Yeah, I like that. Listen to that again.
His daughters has been given the inoculation. They're nicknaming Sputnik vaccine.
Its efficiency has been tested. 100% of the people developed immunity.
100%. It's back, folks. It's back.
But many scientists in Russia and around the world say it simply hasn't been properly tested. Russia choosing to go ahead before completing that crucial final phase 3 trial that's used to show if a vaccine will work safely in a large population. Yeah. They only lined up 2,000 people for that final step. Compare that.
Okay, so they did test it, though. Look at that. The first to say they didn't do it. Look at that. Let's do that again. So they did the testing, but initially say they didn't do it. Listen to that.
Tested. Russia choosing to go ahead before completing that crucial final phase 3 trial that's used to show if a vaccine will work safely in a large population. They only lined up 2,000 people for that final step. Compare that to the tens of thousands now being tested with vaccines being developed by Moderna, Pfizer.
Yeah, Moderna. I mean, that's the Moderna shit is horrific, in my view. The mRNA vaccine, completely untested. Again, they're talking about testing, but at the same time, Moderna was given the contract by the government because they're the ones who, the French CEO of the company said, we can deliver it the fastest. In other words, it was not about safety. It was not. It was just do it as fast as you possibly can and get it out there. No long-term studies, no idea of the long-term effects, especially Moderna's, because that's a completely untested and unverifiable method that they're using. That's what's so nutty about this. But you see, when Russia do it, it's wrong. I don't agree with it, whatever nation does it or whatever. But the point is that it's so nearsighted that, you know, it's wrong when Russia does it, but we can do it at whatever pace we want to.
And Oxford, Dr. Fauci shared his reaction with National Geographic.
I hope that the Russians have actually definitively proven that the vaccine is safe and effective. I seriously doubt that they've done that.
Dr. Fauci telling David yeah. He's optimistic there will be an effective vaccine around year's end.
I believe there's quite a good chance that we will, and that should take probably by the end of this calendar year with vaccine available as we go into 2021.
President Trump now announcing that the U.S. is buying 100 million doses of the Moderna vaccine, hoping, like others, that it's proven safe and effective.
Yeah.
David?
All right, panel.
Let's hope that it's safe. Do I have that in the... do I have that Moderna? I don't think I have white paper, the mRNA vaccine. I just want to show that, that outtake from it. Is this the one here? Yeah, this is the one right here. Let's see here. Pull this in real quick here. Let's flash black here. They have it in here. Here's the white paper. That's right. Here it is. mRNA vaccines from Moderna, right? Their own source here. DNA vaccines. DNA vaccines work began 30 years ago, but as yet there are no licensed DNA vaccines, and most remain in phase 1 testing. But now, of course, through COVID-19, they've miraculously moved through phase 2, and now they're at phase 3, I would assume, despite the fact that there's a lot of side effects already, a lot of problems that people have with it, right? The key challenge, listen to this, this is the interesting thing here. The key challenge associated with DNA vaccines is that they must penetrate the cell nucleus, crossing two membranes, the cytoplasm and the nucleus. The DNA must then be transcribed into the nucleus, or in the nucleus, into mRNA before moving into the cytoplasm to stimulate antigen production. The way that it works is basically that it causes your own body to produce the vaccine. In other words, it actually alters DNA. That then targets the RNA string that China told us is the COVID-19 or COVID-SARS-2 disease, right? Or infection. This core complex pathway often requires both large doses, and that's also a big giveaway, right? Large doses and special, often painful delivery devices using electric shocks or gold microspheres. If you've never seen how they actually manipulate, like create GMOs, it's incredible. They have what they call gold guns, where they actually shoot particles of DNA that is hitchhiking essentially on gold particles into the cell. to get it to absorb it and start altering it. It's incredible. But it says here, using gold microspheres into a person's skin to deliver the DNA vaccine. Once inside the nucleus, once inside of this, once this painful process has been established of getting it into your nucleus, into your cytoplasm, DNA vaccines have a risk of permanently changing a person's DNA. Once inside the nucleus, DNA vaccines have a risk of permanently changing a person's DNA, it says, right in their own white paper. What are we talking about here exactly? What amount of DNA? What DNA? You think it could be kind of important to, like, don't touch my DNA, bro. Like, I like it the way it is, okay? Okay. And this is what they're wheeling out to us now? it's incredible, right? All right. Anyway, so that's from their own white paper. Check that out if you want to read more. mRNA vaccines, disruptive innovation in vaccinations. Didn't want to get stuck on that, but I want to show you guys that because that's absolutely crazy. B. Fisher with a diamond says, Red Ice TV rocks. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Good of you to tune in. Mr. Nonsberg gifts another sub to LV99 Light. Thank you for that. Draconian Gimp of Death with a diamond says, Moderna is an anagram of Damon, right? Oh, is that so? Can someone confirm that? That's very interesting. I didn't think of that. Decoder with a diamond says, this GMO vaccine is like all eggs in one basket case. Yeah, it is. Basket case too, right? Yeah, I mean, I know that a couple of different companies are producing it or whatever, but they're shooting for the mRNA vaccine, interestingly. Dio Vindice, I think it is, with a diamond says, yes, comrade, you take it first. Yeah, or prison for you. Yeah, that's right. Jay Barrick with a Ninjagini, thank you, sir, says, vaccine is pretend power for exaggerated virus. No choke chain. Love you guys. Exactly. I mean, I think it's crazy. The way they made up the pitch this hysteria surrounding this fairly. I mean, it's slightly worse than the usual flu season. Not too much, a little bit. And of course, the effects have been massive. I'm not trying to deny that, but I'm saying, as you know, for the numbers and whatnot, it's crazy. Anyway, thank you, Jay Burke. I appreciate that. Very nice of you. SP483 with a diamond says, off to bed, night, guys. Hail Henrik. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for stopping by. Of course, you can always catch the rest of the show. We have about maybe a half an hour or so left here. Rest of the show in the archives. Thank you for stopping by. Real quick, people may have a pre-existing immune response to COVID-19 thanks to common colds. Isn't that strange? You can develop a kind of an immunity already to COVID-19 because your body has dealt with common colds. What does that tell us, right? It tells us that they're in the family of common colds. I'm not going to go through it, but it's like, oh, a new study shows. This is like from earlier today, I think. About two days ago. But these stories keep on coming. Like, oh, this is incredible. We can't, it's so close to the flu. We can't really, it's going to be very hard to develop a vaccine for this. And they're like, well, but they have flu vaccines, saying that they're garbage or that they do work, but it's so close to the flu that it shouldn't work. You know, who knows, right? It's just crazy. Yeah, so this has been an issue too. COVID-19 death statistics pinned onto race. Racial breakdown and underlying conditions of Louisiana residents who died. Sorry, that's the wrong source there. That one I want to show. So as you can see here, to the chart, to the pie chart, to the left, black 70.5%, white 28.6%, and Asian 0.9%. And people then have died with underlying conditions. Hypertension 66%, diabetes 43%, chronic kidney disease 25%, obesity 24%, cardiac disease 22%, pulmonary 13.9%, congestive heart failure 11%, neurological 10%, cancer 9%, asthma 4%. So that basically means you are dying from other underlying causes, right? But this you could never get through. They're trying to instead say, well, this is the COVID-19 is racism and white supremacy because it's targeting black people. And then you realize, well, if you have other underlying conditions, then yeah, it's going to target you. And also part of this issue that, especially if you live in northern colder climate and have more hard time because of your melanin content, can produce vitamin D, right? Your body produces vitamin D through sunlight, through your skin. if you're blocking that, vitamin D is one of the most effective ways of keeping pneumonia and other similar diseases at bay. If you can't do that, and you, if you live in northern, colder climates where you get less sunshine as a black person, you will more likely be sick. But so you can't talk about that because that's recognizing racial differences. And that's wrong. See, so they can't even give you the honest answers there. But all right, anyway, let's move on to Australia here, the lunacy. A couple of things have happened. This is out of Melbourne. Check this out, short clip here.
I just want to recap really briefly on what we're already doing because we have a significant commitment. We have Operation Sentinel, which is every day 500 police officers out and about, tasking, checking populous places, knocking on doors, a whole range of things. We have Operation Sentinel 2, which is the vehicle checkpoints, 8 vehicle checkpoints right around the restricted area, those permanent ones where we're checking the access and egress right throughout the state. We have Operation Shielding, 160 transit police officers, transit protective services officers, I should say, and 80 police officers from transit who are out there every day, and they're making sure that there's public assurance, they're checking who should be in proper areas, and they're enforcing as you would expect them to be doing so. And from our perspective, though, the people, the vast majority who are doing the right thing, need to understand for those who aren't, there is a consequence. And there are consequences, and I want to be really clear on that. In the last week, we've seen a trend, an emergence, if you like, of groups of people, small groups, but nonetheless concerning groups who classify themselves as sovereign citizens, whatever that might mean, people who don't think the law applies
those,
to them.
Those who don't, those who refuse to submit, those who don't see themselves as a slaves to the system and do and follow every single order that we tell them to do, basically. I mean, I'm not a huge, you know, I know a lot of people make fun of, you know, sovereign citizens and stuff like that, but it's this point that you're not even allowed to, like, see yourself as a free individual. And they just openly come out and, like, these people are not following orders. When we break open the windows to your car and drag you out of the car to test you for COVID, if you refuse to comply, they try to say that they're free human beings. They don't have to abide by these bullshit rules and laws that we made up.
Them,
and I'm talking specifically related to COVID era, the coronavirus too, by the way.
We've seen them at checkpoints, baiting police, not providing their name and address. On at least 3 or 4 occasions in the past week, we've had to smash the windows of people in cars and pull them out of there so they could provide their details because they weren't telling us where they were going. They weren't adhering to the Chief Health Officer guidelines. They weren't providing...
It's funny how you could just... It's very smart, right? We talked about this, but they could just put anything they could push through the medical emergency of COVID-19, anything that the government ever have wanted to do but never could pull off otherwise, have essentially been able to be achieved through what they have termed a medical emergency. You have to submit. You have to obey. You have to do all the things we tell you to do because, you know, if you don't, you're basically a killer, right? There was someone in the city council, I'm forgetting which state, was it Nashville? I think it was Nashville that had argued that if you don't wear a face diaper, a mask, that's the equivalent of murder. They wanted murder charges. Let's see if I can find the headline later on those who refuse to wear a face mask. Right, that's where this is going.
Their name and their address. We don't want to be doing that, but people have to absolutely understand.
Have to submit.
There are consequences for your actions, and if you're not doing the right thing, we will not hesitate to issue infringements, to arrest you, to detain you where it's appropriate. The message is clear from me, and it's simple. We want you to stay at home. That's what the Chief Health Officer wants you to do. We expect you to adhere to the Chief Health Officer guidelines. If you don't, we will be enforcing those. We will issue infringements. We will arrest you. We will detain you where we have to.
There you go. Well, what can you say? That's what they're doing now. This is what's happening. And you think it would be slowing down at this point, or like, it's not so bad anymore and stuff. No, this shit is just getting, they're just getting started. You know, this thing was like, if there was a serious point, it was in, February, March, something like that. That's where there's, if you believe everything that the authorities tell you, that's when the real emergency was, right? That's when you hardly saw anybody with masks and stuff like that. In fact, those who did wear masks at the time were like you're dumb, you're silly. Now the dumb, fat, herd masks is completely like swept up into the propaganda of the state and the medical establishment regarding this issue. And now they're just completely following every single order when it's like largely is starting to go out the window, right? And it's irrelevant how many confirmed infections you have. The infection rate is completely irrelevant, basically. It's how many deaths. That's the only thing. That's the only metric you should care about. This is just nuts, right? Mr. Wright, as I was doing a little bit of a diamond bukkake here, if I can call it that. I see Ninjagini from Mr. Wright first. Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate that. Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds by Mr. Wright as well. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Always good to see you. Thank you for your support. Danielle Gretsch with a Ninjagini. Thank you. Says Danielle. Is that how I pronounce it? Sorry, I got an issue in my audio. I can hear you okay there. There we go. Got a crackle in my headphones. Let me see. There we go. That's better. All right. What do we say here? Danielle. You're trying to teach me how to pronounce your name. I'm trying to pay attention. Danielle. That's okay. Danielle Greck. Okay. Love and support of your European brothers. Protect European women and children. Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate that. And another one from Danielle with a diamond says, Western civilization is ours and is beautiful. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for your support. And again, from Danielle with a diamond says, we cannot let our people down. Vincermo, I think it is. Thank you. Appreciate that. Check out this clip here next, which is also pretty crazy. Victoria down in Australia. I don't think it's too... This is a minute. It went on for quite a while after this point. This is kind of, a short version of it. But check this out if you haven't seen it before. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but you're choking her. No. As a man on a guy, as a man on a girl, as a man on a girl, and you choked her. For what? For a mask? For not having a mask? Look how pathetic you are. She doesn't have a mask. Are you serious? Are you serious? Just for not having a mask? For not.
Yeah. So that it's actually a short version. God, maybe that was on YouTube, the longer version. It goes on after that point, and he just does not stop. But do you see the little kick that she made? Basically, he's obviously like choking her out there in the beginning, right? And whatever, you might not agree to wear masks or whatever, but this is just insanity, the way that they're like subjugating their little subjects here, right? You see the little kick that she does right there? She's been charged with assault and was it 6 months in jail, I believe, was the potential charge? Look at this here.
Get off!
Let go of his vest.
Coming up here. So he's choking her right there. There, right there. You see a little kick? That's assault right there on an officer. That's all they needed. So she's going to probably go to jail now. Look at this here. There, right there. And I guess on her there too then. Yeah, some said she spit on the cop first. No, I don't think so. I don't think there was anything like that. So I heard that they said she had an actual medical exemption. She was exempt from actually wearing a mask. And then, you know, this cop saw her not wearing a mask or whatever. And I don't know how it led up to this point, because the dude just came in. He just filmed, you know, kind of the tail end on it. But that continued for considerable time. They called backup. They put her in a car and shit like that. It's incredible. I mean, this shit here. Let's see if I can find the longer version. I've got to play that whole thing. It's absolutely crazy. Alex said he was trending earlier. He had a little thing in one of the, it's a park, I guess, in Austin. I want to check that out too. Let me just take a couple of these real quick. Visor, I think it is Visor 58 with the diamonds says, never forget Canon Hinant. I agree. plaster his face and name everywhere. Make it known. Spread it as far as you can. Thank you, Visor. Black Philip with the Diamond, new UNS article on far-left women and high mental illness. I actually have that from VDare here a little bit later. I wanted to get to them, and I hope we have time. I can't believe how fast time has moved today here. But yeah, it's official. Again, leftist, particularly leftist women, are nuts. I guess it's, what's his name again? Danish social scientist Emil Kierkegaard has replicated the Pew Research findings with a vengeance, revealing that in a huge data set on multiple different measures, being left-wing predicts being mentally ill, while being right-wing is associated with sound mental health. I'm sure that will be getting a lot of coverage in the mainstream there. Thank you, Black Phil. Appreciate that. Visor again with a diamond says, harden your hearts. We need to be victorious. Thank you so much. Decoder with a diamond says, never let a good crisis go to waste. A classic, indeed. Deconstruct with the diamond says, Oz policy, suppress the virus. That boat sailed. That's right. Got that right. All right, let's check out Alex here. It was trending a little bit earlier.
Well, the past, I've been coming here since I was in high school and college. And now you guys use your COVID hoax to, like, set a checkpoint up so you can take over the parks and start charging. It's unconstitutional. This is not even a city ordinance. This is a illegal power grab of the people's Greenbelt, and it's time to free Austin. So are you guys volunteers for the city of Austin? Who are you, masked man?
I'm a lifeguard for Barton Springs.
You're a lifeguard for Barton Springs, now part of the criminal power grab. This is outrageous criminal activity. This is the seizure of the infrastructure of Austin. It is all color of law garbage. My wife came here this morning when you cult member Cooper showed up here and you asked her, where's her reservation? Her reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America.
I like the mini the mini bullhorn, though. That's pretty new. Kind of like that. Makes him look gigantic. Giganticus.
Our reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America.
Not anymore, dude. Everybody. Not anymore. Get with the program. It can be kind of it can be a little cringy boomer tier, but at the same time, like, he's not fucking wrong. Like, these morons have advocated for, yeah, incarcerate them all, or, yeah, choke them out on the street if they don't wear a mask and just, like, put, what do you call it? Those buoys? Is that what you call them? The chain on your foot, right? You can't leave your home. I forget what the term is in English. Footboy, I would say in Swedish, foot buoy. I think the term is something different. People who have been tested positive, even though we know that the inaccuracy of the test, they come in and they take people's kids away. I mean, it's crazy, the shit that we've seen out of this stuff, right? So yes, I agree. It can be a little, you know, boomer tier cringy sometimes with Alex and, like, you know, First Amendment, or, you know, we live in America and it's freedom and shit. But the point is, they're using this to take the last vestiges that we have left of having any kind of freedom in terms of our movements, our opinions, our ability to voice critical dissent against the medical establishment that's pushing all this stuff. I mean, they're removing all of it under this guise. So largely, he's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong. It's a fact that this is what they're doing. Look at the treatment. You'll have a COVID pass eventually. You'll have to jump through every goddamn burning hoop that they set up for you in the future. And if you fail on one of them, they will put you, like, in jail for refusing to obey. That's how crazy this shit is getting.
Be out there watching. The time for civil disobedience is here. I want this removed tonight. COVID-19 is a power grab hoax. COVID-19 is a scam. Is that your IQ? One finger? APD just did its job. When a man comes up sick and I go in here, and the APD told him, no, it's not enforceable. You can go on in.
All right. I didn't see the rest of that. I guess that's from band.video or something like that. But yeah, there you go. It was trending earlier. Good stuff. Good stuff. It's getting nuttier and nuttier by the day. And despite the fact that I don't agree with everything Alex does and whatever, I'm glad he's there and doing some of this shit. Because I'm just seeing way too much compliance from people who just are buying all this shit. It's incredible, if you ask me. Where are we here? Deconstruct. I think we took that one. Alan Harries with a diamond says 7 weeks straight flu has killed more than COVID in the UK. Yeah, but I mean, they swap it out. We showed that in a previous show here. They just swap out the flu deaths for COVID. And then, of course, they do other deaths as well, as we've showed out of the county in Florida who did a fine study of each of the cases where people had passed away. and they found comorbidities for a lot of the different deaths, right? It was all went down as COVID-19, but the fact is the people who had had surgery, they've been hit by cars, they've been shot in the head, they've fallen down the stairs, broken their hip and died. All those things went down as COVID deaths, right? That's the crazy thing. That's the only way they can keep the numbers high. Yeah, this one, look at this here. Photos. Thai students, speaking of InfoWars, encased in plexiglass as school reopened following COVID lockdown. We've got full screen here. Check out some of these photos here. This is incredible. This is what's coming here. these little pods, right? These little glass, I guess it's plastic though, but look, little glass plastic cage essentially, right? All the little young kids will have to sit in these now. Look at this shit. This is going to come probably to the West too soon. If you can't, you know, do social distancing or something like that in the classroom. Now, I think that the VR thing is what they're going to push next. I think VR headsets, you know, the next level to like going into the Matrix, essentially for just to make that reference of like us jacking into the machine on a full time scale. That's going to be one of the outcomes of COVID-19 if they keep it up here after the election. And it's going to be people who will have to, they have to operate in virtual environments, video conferencing and all that kind of stuff. Just put on the goggles and connect in. Stop actually meeting people. Look at this. They can play with each other here. Look at this. Fucking incredible. The Mail reports 58 people in Thailand have died from COVID-19 and there are currently 3,351 infections. In other words, nothing. I don't know how many people in Thailand there are. There are, what, at least 20 million? Probably much more. Incredible. All right. I don't know about you, but I don't feel particularly good seeing kids anywhere in the world stuck in these pods like this. Absolutely crazy. Okay, this one we won't have time to play. It was a pretty interesting, actually, out of Sky News for once. Alan Jones, he had some good commentary regarding how COVID had been used and stuff like that. But won't have time to play it, unfortunately. Jay Barrick with a Ninjagini says, America is an ideal, not a government. It is up to us to uphold it. Fight for your rights. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, it's like in you know, there's some other edge boys, edge lords that think like, yeah, it's cool to see the freedom going out the window because it's just dumb boomers that believe in that kind of shit or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, good luck when like the fucking lunatics, full-on lunatics take over and they have all the fucking power and you have no rights. Like, good luck. Good luck with that. You don't stand up and fight with people and take back your ability to be self-sustaining and govern your own life, then yeah, that will be taken away. It's going to be a shitstorm at that point. Thank you, Mr. Nosberg, for gifting some one-month subs as well. I appreciate it very much. Let me see what we're going to cover here now then, because we have actually a number of stories. We won't be able to get to them all. I wanted to... there was an interesting story of a white woman being dumped in a hospital parking lot that was having a seizure. It was a very diverse staff and stuff like that, but I think we're not... It's a longer video and a longer story. I think we'll have to save that, actually, and we'll have to do it maybe Flashback Friday or maybe Weekend Warrior coming up here next. I think we should do the math one, since that's in the title, actually. This one. Let's do this one. Let's move on to this one here. And we'll follow up on the other one there, too. I have a couple of more clips to play, too. Brooklyn college-educated professor claims that math is white supremacist patriarchy. Good long look at the picture here, too. I think you'll enjoy that. Brooklyn college professor of math education Lori Rubel argued this week on Twitter that mathematical equation 2 plus 2 equals 4 reeks of white supremacist patriarchy. Rubel's tweet was retweeted and promoted by several academics at universities and colleges around the nation. According to a report by Campus Reform, Brooklyn College professor Lori Rubel, who teaches math education, tried to make the case this week that basic math is, quote, white supremacist. The tweets are part of a larger trend in recent scholarship by American academics, many of which have argued that objective truth is a social construct. Did you guys see the... what we talked about, Matrix, right? The Matrix being a metaphor for trans identity and stuff like that. It was another one we played at the end of a Weekend Warrior show. Definitely check that out if you didn't see it. It was hilarious. It's a Guardian author, I think an Iraqi queer guy, who argued that quantum mechanics, quantum physics, is really an expression of like the trans, I guess, identity. The fact that it's two things at once, or it can be multiple things at once. It's hilarious. But I've seen this becoming a trend now, that where essentially one thing really exists, and you can objectively verify that this is reality. This is what it is. That's going out the window. I mean, within the New Age, it's been going out the window for a long time, especially the way that they picked up the quantum mechanics kind of stuff. And there is some truth to it. I'm not saying that, but there's also a lot of mumbo jumbo around that. And it's been used in a way of saying that it's like, well, it could be anything. It's like complete, just relativism. Nothing really exists. It's nothing at all. You know, it's like this lunatics that are attracted to these kinds of ideas, despite the fact that there's a very interesting scientific observable, what seems to be, for now at least, provable reality behind the fact that it can both be a particle and a wave at the same time. It can exist in two different places. But the fact is that the lunatic class have jumped on this as a justification for why their, in my view, deluded worldview is essentially the correct word. They're trying to normalize the way that they see the world. And part of that is to essentially destroy truth and destroy objectivity. And that's why these scientists and academics are jumping on this now, too. That if you think you can really prove something, well, that's white supremacy. That's Western patriarchy. That's from the white man's mind, and that's bad. Decolonize science, right? We've heard about that. Gravity is an invention by the white man, right? Newton. He just claimed that one day. It's not at all that it's based on observable facts surrounding it. Anyway, the idea that math or data is culturally neutral or in any way objective is a myth. I'm ready to move on with that understanding. Who's coming with me? Rubel wrote in a tweet. Along with the, of course math is neutral because 2 plus 2 is 4 trope, and the related and creepy math is pure and math and protect math reeks of white supremacist patriarchy, Rubel added. I'd rather think on nurturing people and protecting the planet with math in service of them goals. Several academics from institutions around the nation chimed in. Harvard PhD candidate Kareem Carr suggested that math should be re-evaluated because it was primarily developed by white men. Here we go. These people are going to go just completely off the cliff. It's incredible. People say it's subjectivism to ask if math is Western. Did I pronounce that right? People say it's subjectivism to ask if math is Western. I don't get that. It's an objective fact that some groups were more involved in the creation of modern math than others, Carr said. Yeah, so again, it's a recognition. Remember all these traits are white, you know, and then it's like they list what I think are good traits. But from their point of view, they become automatically bad because they're associated with people from the West, or white people, if you will. And so they have to be automatically dismissed because they were born out of the Western mind. They may have been trying to make it objective, but it's not stupid to ask if they actually succeeded. A few academics have pushed back. James Lindsay, one of the academics behind a series of hoax papers that were published in social justice journals, reminded Rubel that her peers that mathematical truths are objective. It's certainly the case, and the woke need to be held firmly to the point that feats of engineering like space travel and rocketry utterly depend on accepting stable meanings of mathematical statements like 2 plus 2 is 4 as objectively true, not mere accidents of culture, Lindsay retweeted. So this is the point we've reached, not the pinnacle, it's much more to come here. But we've actually reached the point now where, like, if you base something out of these conclusions of trying to claim objective reality, you are bad and it needs to be dismissed. Can you imagine when this goes to its full extension, the full implementation, when these are not just ideas of a couple of fringe academics on Twitter, but when it actually becomes like, you know, government policy and scientists begins to operate on these levels and shit like that. This is crazy. So ends with James Lindsay's last tweet on that there. But so there you go. Math is now white supremacist patriarchy. Yeah, I don't know what else I can add to that. Danielle again with a diamond says, "Do not despair. We love to fight, and we are good." Thank you. Shroom with the diamond says, "Without math, there would be no video games." No, that is true. No video games. Well, they're altering that too. Can't have any more fun. Okay, checked out this one too. I found that this is from out of RT. Racism involved in artificial intelligence. Every field, every new scientific field, all of it's going to be dominated by this is the reason why there is an upside to this, which is the system that they're building or trying to create as an outcome of all these faulty types of thinking will not last, right? If you do engineering on these bases, you people are going to die in the buildings and bridges that are built by this mentality. Machines are going to break down. Computers won't work. Things are just, it's going to crash, right? And that's why people are arguing for get in place now. Go to find good community, local people. Surround yourself with good, decent people that know what's happening, what's going on, and that the craziness is just beginning to hit the fan here. Because when shit breaks loose, it's going to get ugly. Believe me. Check out this. Okay, let me go back. I want to read that for the podcast audience. Here we go. Sorry. "Surely there's no place for racism in artificial intelligence," says here. "But researchers at Cambridge University say there is.
Their presentations of intelligent machines and our future with them are fractured through the white racial frame. Their whiteness a proxy for how we perceive their status and potential."
White plastic, they use as a reference here, right? The robots are traditionally depicted, not always, but many regards, with white exoskeletons, exteriors. That's racism.
Dr. Lanning suggested robots might naturally evolve.
"I was hoping to see you again, Detective. Think of me as your friend.
To travel the world learning about humans and getting them excited."
White faces, goes on to say.
35 years from now.
"How does she feel about you?
You think about
it?" All right, RT is doing like a little pop quiz here, showing everything. Anyway, white voices, they say.
"Personal question.
Thank you. Please wait as your operating system is initiated."
"Hello, I'm here."
"Hey Siri, you're the best."
"Thanks, Mr. Big, bald and beautiful."
"I love you too."
Scientists say this poses a danger for the future, that there's like white faces and white exteriors on these robots.
"Where these systems are racialized as white, that could have dangerous consequences for humans that are not. The perceived whiteness of AI will make it more difficult for people of color to advance in the field."
Wait a minute, who's this person here? Kenta Dehal. "Even our artificial world has prejudices," RT concludes there. Why is RT, I mean, RT is very strange. They go along with it then, or they don't really criticize it? They just take their opportunity to write some bullshit, show some bullshit movies, basically? Here's Kenta Diala here, which was the main source cited here. "Faculty in English, Robot Rebellion, AI Narratives." She's written a couple of things about this here. So good stuff. Okay, let me see what else we're going to do here at Cover before we wrap up. I think we're going to do Arthur. I think someone referenced and mentioned Arthur the other day. And I didn't know what it was, actually. I was like, Arthur, what is that kind of thing? And now the coin dropped when I saw this article. And I wasn't aware of it as a PBS show for kids, I guess, Arthur. Maybe it's very popular. I haven't kept up with it. I've never seen it before. I kind of recognize the style, though, a little bit. So maybe I've seen some screenshots or something like that, or some clips or trailer. PBS's Arthur rolls out propaganda video for kids. "It's not enough to say I'm not racist." PBS children's show Arthur is pumping out taxpayer-funded propaganda depicting the United States as a racist country, where unjustified police brutality against black Americans is an aspect of everyday life. The segment began with a conversation between the protagonist Arthur, the aardvark, and his best friend, Buster the Rabbit, in which the pair makes obvious reference to the distressing video of George Floyd in police custody. Remember the Nickelodeon did the same thing. They had like a black screen and creepy music for like 8 minutes or something like that after George Floyd. Let's watch this here. Let's just check out the clip.
And now, a message from Arthur.
I gotta call Buster. Hey, Arthur. Hey, Buster. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I just watched it. It was awful. I can't believe someone would be hurt like that just because they're black.
Racism is so unfair. No one should ever judge someone by the color of their skin.
But how could it happen here?
Yeah, like when you're white, right? Is that do they include that too? If that's the case, I agree. Don't collectively judge a whole race because of the color of their skin. Like blaming white people for all the ills in the world. Is that what I can go along with that? That's fine. I'm okay with that. Perfectly fine. But that's not what they're talking about here. That's not what they mean when they say
Wood City, right outside the Sugar Bowl.
Buster, it happens everywhere. I was talking to Mrs. McGrady the other day. She said there's a really long history of black people not being treated fairly in this country.
It has to stop.
We have to do something.
Yeah. But what can we do? I mean, I'm 8. I can't even fry an egg on my own.
I don't know. Maybe Mrs. McGrady can give us some ideas. Hold on.
Hello, boys. I'm so glad
Hello,
you
boys.
Reached out to me. Yes, I saw the video too. And let me tell you, it made my blood boil.
Me too.
It also made me scared. I mean, this happened in our neighborhood.
It is scary, Buster. But you should know that a lot of grown-ups are fighting racism.
It's communism. Let's just call it what it is. It's communism. It's racialized communism, and they're pushing this down the throats of kids who are watching this show. That's all it is. Defunding the police, BLM are Marxist trained. It's all about destruction of property, the destruction of the nuclear family. It's all these cultural Marxist goal that the BLM movement has injected into itself, right? That's what they're pushing. It's communism. That's what it is.
And working hard to keep us all safe.
Why does this keep happening, Mrs. McGrady?
Well, racism is like a disease. If you don't treat it, it's just going to get worse.
Wait, if racism is a disease, can I get it?
Buster, don't...
Yeah. We show the tweet in Weekend Warrior. Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan had declared racism a public health crisis, right? And the comments was associated with a couple of the tweets was, what was it? There was, if racism is a public health crisis, then white people are the disease. Someone tweeted out in association to that, right? Because these people try to argue that you can't be racist towards white people and stuff like that, and it's always comes from white people against non-white people. But they're trying to reframe it in that way. So that means what she's saying here is that the treatment. They're gonna target people here. That's all I can say about this.
Don't worry. This isn't about you.
Actually, it is. It's about all of us. It's not enough to just say, I'm not racist. It's not my problem. We have to actively fight against racism. As my friend John Lewis once said.
sorry to interrupt so much, but isn't that also very encouraging, in the sense that these accusations is probably one of the most common ones that you hear when you refuse to submit, when you refuse to obey, when you refuse to do what you're told or believe exactly what they tell you to believe, when you are, sharing different viewpoints or seeing something different in regards to what's happening in the world and the sources of these ills and all that kind of stuff, right? If you don't submit to these things, they immediately call you a racist. It's one of the first two go-to words that they use, and slurs. And dehumanizing, it's a dehumanizing term that they're using against people who refuse to submit, essentially. So they're saying we can make these accusations without any proof at any level, if we don't like anybody, you can just label them, and that's that, and then now you've declared them an enemy. They're dehumanized, and you can now take measures accordingly to make sure that they are, suffer the consequences of whatever it is that they're talking about here. This is creepy shit, the way that they have weaved this into everything. It's crazy, if you ask me.
If you see something that is not right, not fair, not just. You have a moral obligation to do something about it.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's what we do here on Red Eyes, right? We see all the anti-white hatred, all the racism that's slung in our direction, right? And we point that out. We say this is hypocritical, this is wrong. And yet then we are accused of being the racist, right? For actually pointing out racial injustice as one example, right? So it's not, this is not true. This is just, they're using this to bypass so that they can just destroy the forces that they see are at the root of evil in the world.
So what can we do?
Well, one of the most important things is what you're doing right now.
Eating carrot sticks?
I mean, talking about it. Talk about racism with your friends, your parents, your teachers. Don't be afraid to ask questions. We all have a lot to learn about this issue. Also, listen. Listen to people who have experienced racism firsthand. Imagine what it would be like if it happened to you or someone you love. And finally, act. When you see or hear of someone being treated unfairly, stand up for them. Say something.
Well, we have. We've done that for a couple of years now. Look at how we're treated because of it. And we don't accept, when it goes in the other direction either. We're happy to point that out. But the fact is, it's so skewed and so, slated against us that we've focused primarily on that and how we are singled out, how white people are blamed for everything, and we're the root of the problem. You know, we cover this now ad infinitum. Every show we cover this largely. We're going to other topics as well here and there, but largely that's a huge theme of what we do, because we think that this is going to go in a very bad direction. We think that this is going to be turning into, it already is a witch hunt, but even worse, even more so, right? But look at what has happened to us and the treatment of us, and we're banned from everywhere. We can't even have payment processors, and we are being targeted everywhere. We're booted off and stuff. So this message that this cartoon comes with is clearly wrong, because if you point out that the hatred is directed at the wrong group, or as far as they're concerned, it's okay that when it's directed towards the right group, it's not about that, right? It's these accusations are largely meant to be anti-white. It's meant to stir up anger and hatred towards people of European descent. That's the only conclusion you can draw of this. Otherwise, they would have welcomed when we say, hey, wait a minute, this is unfair, this is clear discrimination, this is dehumanizing people of European descent. Why can't they be proud of who they are? Why can't they stand up for themselves? Why are they being targeted? If this would happen to any other group, the whole world would scream and be against it and stuff like that, right? So these are lies. This is bullshit. This is propaganda. Some of the worst propaganda, in fact, when you break it down, it's incredible. But yeah, but this is a kid's show. I've never seen this before. Long segment here, too. Goes on and on about this stuff. Incredible.
It might be scary, but I guarantee you it's better for everyone, and it's the right thing to do.
Wow! You really inspired me!
Yeah, thank you!
So, do they talk about this, too? Is it these cases? Is that weaved into what they're talking about? The fact that a white kid could just be shot in the head, blind, cold, shot dead, right in front of someone's lawn, North Carolina? Cannon Hinnant, 5, was riding his bike with his sister in Wilson, North Carolina neighborhood on a summer day outside his father's house when his young life was cut short. Hinnant, according to family members, rode his bike onto the neighborhood's yard, prompting Darius N. Seasums, 25, to shoot him in the head at point-blank range. His sister, 7 and 8, saw their brother get shot. Holy crap, can you imagine that? On Sunday, August 9th, 2020, a sweet soul named Cannon Hinnant was taken from this world over a senseless act. A GoFundMe post for the family read, a beautiful 5-year-old boy riding his bicycle was shot by his neighbor point blank in Wilson, North Carolina. And you know that if the roles were reversed here, this would have taken a racial angle in the media. But now it won't, because it goes against the narrative, right? Let me put that GoFundMe in the chat there, guys, in case anyone feels inclined to help out the family. I can't imagine the pain, the suffering, the anger, the desperation, that a family would feel after something like this. It's incredible. Yeah, we need to remember this young man's face, young boy's face. Cannon Hinnant. Incredible. All right. Let me do a couple of these here. Mr. Wright, this is a reference to some of the earlier stories here regarding the mathematics story with the diamond. He says, we was mathematicians and she it. LOL. Yes. James Townsend with a ninjet. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. How do ye have some homemade 18th century putting balls? When I heard you were banned from MasterCard, I decided to contribute more. Thanks, MasterCard. It's not really Master... Well, not yet, anyway. I did see that, you know, we did a stream on this issue, and people seem to misunderstand, but it was on the back end. We have a processor, and on the back end, someone has stepped in and intervened between the bank that does the processing and the actual... Or clearing, I should say. Does the clearing between, you know, between us and the processor that we use. So someone has stepped in. We don't know which party yet. You know, we have our ideas, of course, the usual suspects, but that's what happened. And in addition to that, being banned from those banking services, Wells Fargo banned our account, both our business account, but also our personal account. This is back last year. And I suspect that this insanity will just continue, right? And there's no rights for people. There's no recourse. You can't fight back. You can't, why do you turn? If you don't even know who the party is, and these contracts are just severed without any notice of why, or what are the accusations? What are they saying? Is it slander? Is it lies? Is it, are they just making shit up? Or are they telling the truth? We have no idea. No way of knowing, right? So, but look at, regarding MasterCard, James Townsend, look at what happened to Dick Masterson, for example, right? He had running New Project 2, competitor to Patreon. Essentially, at the end of that, as far as I understand the situation, it was Visa MasterCard. It's a duopoly. They've managed to step in and sever the ties to a specific business, right? This is horrendous. It's despicable. It's disgusting. It's dangerous. What's at the end of this? Like, you know, we saw the mayor in L.A. cutting off water and power. If you had house parties under this COVID-1984 era, right? Is that going to be extended later on after the disease is over? Then, like, well, if we don't like you for political reasons, we'll terminate that too. You can't have a lease because we don't like your opinions. Is that next? I mean, this is there has to be accountability. There has to be consequences for this. It's crazy, right? So thank you so much, James Townsend, for that ninja. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. We do need it. We do need it. As the avenues are closing, you know, for us and others too, one by one. Look at what happened. You might not like Laura Loomer, right? Did you guys see that? Maybe we should end on that. Did you guys see Laura Loomer? The Comcast Xfinity had banned her ability to send emails through her. She's running for a campaign there, right? Out of Florida somewhere, I think it is. Let me see if I can find that tweet real quick. And again, you don't have to like her or whatever. It's not about that. It's just about the very aspect that, like, they can step in and just ban you for whatever reason if they don't like you. I thought I tweeted that. I can't find it on my Twitter now. That's very strange. Let me see if I can search for that real quick. Someone has a link to that. I want to play that. Loomer Comcast, was it? Yeah, here it is. Okay, let me play this then. This is where it goes next. Again, you might hate Loomer or whatever, but it's not about that. It's not about her. It's about the fact that you have someone stepping in, including even the political process, right? But at the end of the day, that could be even your private communications. Eventually, they don't like you. You say something you know that they don't agree with. Can the ISP cut your internet traffic? Can the email provider just deny your delivery to people that they don't like? Or what's next here? Check out this clipper.
Hey guys, Laura Loomer here. I'm on my way driving right now. Someone else is driving, but I had to get this emergency update out about my campaign. In an incredible turn of events, Comcast Xfinity just banned my campaign from sending out fundraising emails and text messages. Comcast here in Palm Beach County is one of the only internet service providers and sometimes the only one that you have available. And as the Republican frontrunner in my congressional race, I have now been banned. We are getting messages from Comcast saying that My messages are being undelivered because it's dangerous content. And not only that, but there are tweets online of Comcast publicly thanking my Democrat opponent. So there's clearly a tie to Comcast and my opponent here in the district, Congresswoman Lois Frankel. And Congresswoman Lois Frankel is only one of 31 members of Congress who owns Comcast stock. So this is clearly blatant election interference. And now the censorship of conservatives has moved from the big tech social media companies to the internet service providers and telecommunication companies. So, you know, we need some...
Right. Big if true, as they say, right? I know that she's, you know, very attention-seeking and all that kind of stuff, and she creates things. As of right now, I don't have any... I don't have a reason to doubt that she's just made it up or something like that. But if that turns out to be the case, then yeah, sure. I mean, screw her then if that's the case. But regardless, you have to... As much as she's allowed to run around and do some of these things, the fact is she's being targeted in a disgusting way. That's just the reality of it. Again, you don't have to support her or like her to understand that this is a fucking dangerous path, right? Communication between people, is this going to be personal? Now it's a political campaign, which is, it's not worse. I mean, it's the same thing, but imagine this extending to actually private accounts eventually and stuff like that. I think this is fucking insane. I think this is crazy. And as she says, accurately so, Comcast / Xfinity have monopoly in many areas too. In other words, there isn't any other option, right? The free market, here we go, right? I think this is insane. Absolutely insane. So anyway, that was just a little side note there, James, regarding your comment there with the Ninjette regarding, like, you know, the levels of bannings and who's involved and all that stuff. It's just spreading into all these different fields, all the different avenues. And, you know, we saw the American Frontline Doctors, they had their website shut down for disinformation and stuff. I mean, it's incredible what's happening right now. So my point is just, we have to band together with all these people and defend our right to continue to have free speech and to operate freely, and that they can't discriminate based on opinions or based on what political campaign you run or what critiques you have of the establishment. I mean, if we just hang separately and are taken down one by one, I mean, that's it. We'll be defeated, right? So I'm not a big fan of Loomer, but I think this is despicable what's happening to her, if all this is true. All right. Anyway, let me do these last ones here, guys, and then we're going to wrap up. There's a couple of stories here we didn't have time for today. Seattle has decided to defund the police. There was a purge in Chicago. Very interesting. There is a movement to stop the ability to criticize Israel, criticize a country. Pro-Israeli organizations have called on Facebook to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which includes, if you criticize Israel, a country, and the policies of a country, you should be banned and have your stuff shut down. So that's something I'm going to cover, probably Flashback Friday coming up here too. And a couple other things too. Some updates out of Beirut and stuff like that. But that has to wait, guys, because we're already a little bit over time here. So let me do these last ones, guys, and then we'll wrap up. And we'll say thank you here for tonight. Jay Barrick with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Says, good night, Thor. Thank you. And take care of you and yours. Same, sir. Same to you, sir. Thank you so much. He says, be safe. Indeed, be safe, you as well. Shroon with a diamond. LOL, English. No wonder she hates math. Racist. Yeah, regarding the banning math, right? The math lady. What was her name again? Oh, Lord, I forgot it. Crazy. What's her name again? Anyway, thank you. Shroon, I appreciate that. Roar with a diamond says, RT is just as anti-white and kosher as Western mainstream media. Yeah, I mean, on some issues, they've let in a couple of slightly differing opinions and views, but at the end of the day, I don't trust them. They have their own agenda, for sure. Higgs Boson with a diamond says, don't let your kids watch the Talmud vision. Deconstruct with a diamond says, mocking the enemy is great, but we remain powerless. Yeah, we're powerless because we're not working together. We're not operating as a cohesive unit. Or not that, I mean, you can have different factions that are working towards a common goal and stuff like that. I mean, that's still doable. The hard thing is when there's so many wedge issues and you have a lot of, you know, feds and intelligence operatives and stuff like that that continuously just drive wedges between different groups and people and individuals and infighting, and you can't really push in one direction or drag in one direction to get something achieved, which I think is part of the agenda, basically, right? Divide and conquer, divide us up and make sure we can't fight for the same things. So largely, I agree with you we remain powerless. But if you don't have numbers on your side, if you haven't even awoken the people that are being targeted, you have nothing. I still think we're stuck on step one, essentially, here. As all this happens, we have to just form a cohesive umbrella of interested parties that can pull in the same direction, that sees the bullshit that goes on, that understands the severity of the situation and understand that, you know, basically what we're up against here is just, it's communism. For simplicity's sake, it's communism. It's communism, and it has this new weird kind of anti-white racial component to it these days, because they think that that's the successful method, basically. And it's not that communism is the end-all and be-all. It's not that that's the goal at the end of the day, I believe. But it's a tool, a mechanism that they're using right now to get ahead and to gain control, to take things over, to dispossess people and stuff like that. At the end of the day, it might be some other weird political system in place, or the bankers will just control everything and whatever. But ideologically speaking, that's the ideals that they're pushing right now to break down, you know, Western society, basically. But yeah, much more to do. I get your point, Deconstruct, and I agree with you. Much more to do. And it's not just about whining. It's about starting building, you know, networks and getting together with people. And that's, you know, that's part of where we're going in our direction to make sure that we can do something, or at least as far as I feel now, and this is not, you know, a plan, I will sort it out or whatever. But the way that I feel now personally is part of it is like, I don't think we're going to stop the juggernaut because we just don't have the power and the influence on our side. Part of me feels we just have to get out of its way because, like, it's going to crash and burn. And if you're stuck underneath that, when it collapses above you, you'll be consumed by it. You'll go down with it. Part of it, and it doesn't mean we shouldn't fight inside of the system and all that stuff, but like, have one foot outside and just be prepared to get out of the way, because when this thing really hits the fan and when this shit collapses and crumbles, it's going to be a shitstorm. That's how I feel currently. I don't know how to put it any other way. All right, Red Ice Lady with the diamond. Thank you, sir, says, or ma'am, I should say, lady. Thank you, ma'am. Kids in the hood, don't hide drugs in your butt. Yeah, was that a reference to hooping? regarding the Arthur clip, right? Hooping was, of course, the fentanyl that George Floyd has transported illegally, of course, in his rectum, as far as I understood. That's the wording of that. That was part of the transcript when the video came out. I haven't seen the HD version, by the way, of the body cam footage. I saw that was released. I haven't even looked at that yet. Thank you, Red Ice Lady. Appreciate that. Veezer 58 with a diamond. No message. Draconian Gimp of Death with a Ninja Genie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. He says, support Red Ice. Educate your community. Hold your ground against the inverted punishment fetish. Love. Those are all good things. Thank you, Gimp of Death. Appreciate that. Veezer with a diamond says, I have a five-year-old. This really hit home. Yeah, I totally get that. It's crazy. Shroom with the diamond says, you can boycott all probable suspects. All the probable suspects. Yeah, I mean, of course. Edward Grieg with a diamond says, here, have this Jayish blood diamond. Well, thank you. Some blood diamond. Yeah, that move wasn't that pretty good? Was it Blood Diamond it was called? Wasn't it DiCaprio in that or something? Or was it a cover-up kind of thing? I've known about shit with like the beers and stuff for years. Disgusting. Even the South Africa tragedy is kind of weaved into that as well. The takeover of the diamond industry, big story there. But thank you though. I appreciate the virtual DLive diamond, Edward. I can't breathe on fentanyl. I think it is username with a diamond says we all need to be boycotting these companies. I agree. Just pull it away. Support people that you know. Support people that you love. It's one of the most effective and first effective measures that you can take. Shadow Government with a diamond says, oy vey. Thank you. Mr. Noseberg with a diamond says, don't forget entropy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for the reminder. Sorry, that was my bad. Been winging too many too many threads here, too many plates in the air at the same time. Thank you for the reminder, Mr. Noseberg. I really appreciate that. We do have a couple over there, so let's do those, and then we'll go back to DLive, and then we'll wrap up here. Unknown Californian, 4-5. Why do you think public figures who were once white nationalists now disavow it and counter-signal the movement, like Angelo Gage? Does he do that? I haven't seen that. What should one think of such people? I don't know what the details is there, so we'll have to look into that. What I would assume is probably just due to the toxicity around it all, I would assume. I don't know if this is the case, but just that there's so much shit-flinging, and there's so much fighting, and there's so much... nonsensical. It's this purity spiraling. Refusal to look beyond, past things and beyond things and work together at certain, you know, goals or something like that. So I don't know the details about that specifically, but I would assume that some, you know, and I get that the people get fed up and tired of that. It's infighting, it's division, it's bickering, it's like not getting anywhere. And I totally understand that, to be honest. They're just like, all right, I'm done. Like, I'm doing my own thing. So that's my take on it. But I would have to look into the details of it. And I don't Californian Gan with five says, how many times have you had Graham Hancock on Red Eyes? Would he be a guest again? The member site doesn't list shows by guest, but by topic, making it more difficult to search. Yeah, the search is being updated, by the way. We're going to do that better, both based on authors' names, but also, I think we should do something maybe related to topics. We do have the tag system. I'd have to go back, actually, and tag some of the older shows with it, to be honest, because many of those were added afterwards. Remember, the members' website were hacked back in 2017, and we rebuilt the whole thing from scratch and imported a lot of stuff, and a lot of that didn't have accurate tags with it, because you know you have to go through show by show to add those. But that's something that we are working on the back end. I have a guy that's working together with us, a really great guy, and search function is one of the things that we're going to bring in and try to make that much better. But yes, you in the meantime, I know that that's a weird workaround, but in the meantime, you can actually go to redice.tv and search for the guest or topic. Use that search engine because many of those shows are double posted, and so then you can just see what year that show was posted. So if you're looking for something, you know, specifically from 2009 or something like that, 2011, then you know that it's from that year. Go into the Red Ice interview stuff. You know, I can show you right there actually. Go into the Red Ice interviews, and then you can just show by year up in the top right corner. If you're on a desktop, that should work on a mobile too. And then you can just go to that year and you can scroll and find your guest or do Control F and find your guest right there. I know it's an archaic way and it was never meant to be that way, by the way. These updates are way behind. So hopefully that makes sense. It's just a temporary bypass until we can fix that. So thank you, Anno California, for that. And I hope that helps. Lycan Warrior with 10 says, RWW, riding while white, poor kid. Yes, exactly. That's right. RWW, riding while white. It's crazy, huh? That story is just insane. We'll continue to cover that and follow up on that too. And we'll see what the charges are. We'll see if there's any mainstream media coverage on that too. I assume that it will be largely buried. Maybe a couple of places will deal with it. all right, let me go back. And Mr. Wright says, Diamond Bukkake, word of the day. Ha, yeah, thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, the Lemon Bukkake, right? And then you can do Diamond Bukkake. Mr. Wright sends 1, 2 more diamonds. Thank you so much for that. Draconian Gimp of Death with a diamond says Australians need to step up and support each other. I agree. Everybody needs to. Mr. Wright, again, with 1, 2 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Edward Grieg, again, with the Ninjagini says, oops, sorry for bad joke. I'm sending a serious news tip on how about latest Antifa attack in Norway? Jesus, I haven't even seen anything about that. No worries, Edward. That's all in good fun. Don't worry about that. it's all good. Don't worry about it. I appreciate the Ninjagini. Thank you so much. I will have to look into that. Kind of late in the show right now, but yeah, we'll have to cover that Friday then. Antifa attack in Norway. Well, here we go. Watch out. Mr. Wright with another Ninjagini. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Really appreciate it. He says, wake the great white, he says. Draconian Gimp, thank you. Draconian Gimp of Death with a diamond. Don't let the consensus zombies get you down. That's right. All right, that's it. Losing my voice at the end of 2 hours here. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. A lot more stories coming, a lot more coverage here. Check out, of course, Weekend Warrior in the meantime. Latest one was a really good show. About the new political disorder in Lebanon. We also talk about Ryan Whitaker, of course, another white man that was shot by the cops in Phoenix, Arizona. Largely no coverage on that front too. Incredible hypocrisy by the mainstream media when it comes to that. A lot of other stuff covered there, but guys, we're gonna wrap up there. Let me open up the DLive chat or the chat the box before we wrap up here. Let me add in a couple of more diamonds there, some more lemons there too. By the way, what do we have? 600. Let me add another 700 there so we can get a little bit of a distribution out here. There we go. Another 700 lemons. We now have 1,300 lemons in chat. Here we go. Distributing rewards. We're going to hang on here until those are out and then we'll wrap up. But yes, Flashback Friday. Lana has a new 314 in the pipeline. That's going to come out here later today. It's with Christ, the 30-year-old boomer. Remember, we covered him in a Flashback Friday. He was doing the I'm Done video. Do you guys remember turning on the gaming industry for their blatant support of BLM and how essentially the gaming industry have turned anti-white? Pretty good show. So that's coming up here a little bit later. I'm just going to try to edit that together. And we'll probably stream that to DLive, but of course you can find it on our BitChute channel, library, redice.tv, and it will go up on redicemembers.com first, of course. All right, here we go. Last, let me do this last point here. Five luckiest followers, Karavaki, number one. Roar, number two. Mr. Noseberg, number three. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg, for your good good moderation as well here on DLive. Dixon, Uranus, number four. And then Shouting Utah, number five. Thank you so much, boys and girls. We really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your evening wherever you are. Much more coming up. Shorter videos as well, of course, by Lana. They're in the works. We have two of them coming up as well. One is a response to this ridiculous, slanderous libraries book that was released. That's about her, which is complete misrepresentation. And then we have one on decolonizing your life, which I think will be actually kind of interesting too. I saw a couple of more diamonds here. Let me do those real quick before we wrap up. Where are we here? Let me check. Edward Grieg with are you crazy? Ninjet. Thank you, Edward. Really appreciate that. That's crazy. Grats on 1,000 live viewers, he says. And this is only the start. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. Shout out, special shout out to all the Ninjet supporters today. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for your help, for your donation, for your support. Love you all. Thank you so much. And even if you can't support financially, we still love you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. You know, share the links, share the videos that we do, share the shows. That's a great way of circumventing some of the censorship as well. Jay Fox sends a Ninja Guinea and says, just want to say thank you. Well, thank you, Jay Fox. Really appreciate that. All right, boys and girls, that's it. We're wrapping up. We'll be back here with much more soon. Until then, stay safe, chin up, do the right thing. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.